Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
So Ariel Capital did a survey, and they did it in conjunction with, let me just make sure we have the right information, because Ariel Capital is actually somebody that you should definitely be familiar with.
Oh, absolutely. And
I got introduced to them when I was a financial advisor over 15 years ago, and they're the largest black owned mutual fund company in the world, I believe. Definitely in America for sure. Mm-hmm. Just a very rich history when it comes to their mutual fund. And a lot of people aren't familiar with them, but when you're talking about in black investment world,
you should know some people
for sure. For sure,
they have top of the list.
Billions of dollars of assets under management in their fund, and they've been doing it for a very long period of time.
So, at a very high level.
Yeah. So they did a study in conjunction with Charles Schwab, and they said that young Black Americans are the fastest growing demographic when it comes to stock market investors, and it's up from 33% in 2016 to 40% in in 23, but then even more going even lower. So African-Americans under the age of 40,
mm-hmm.
They said 68% are actively investing. And that surpasses 57% for younger white counterparts. So long story short, black people, younger black people are the fastest growing demographic of investors in the country. And I would dare to say,
don't be humble in this one. Market movers. Yeah, top like today.
I would dare to say that we've played a part in that situation as far as, you know,
I see.
Providing people information, providing people insight and encouragement to get started in the stock market, ETFs, index funds, technology stocks, stock options, futures, these all things that we've been talking about for the last 4 years or so. You know, a lot of times, you know, people, it may have doom and gloom. There's a lot of statistics as far as black wealth is going to be negative in years and the lowest income and different things of that nature. But it's important to highlight positive news when we have it. And this is definitely a step in the right direction. Yep. We still have a long way to go,
mm-hmm.
but this is definitely a step in the right direction that, you know, our culture is taking investing serious, you know, actually putting money in. It doesn't matter if it's $100 or $100 million, like, you know, just get started. That's what we've always said. So first and foremost, congratulations to everyone that's opened a brokerage account, everyone that's opened the IRA, everybody that started investing in the last 4 years. You guys are a major part of this statistic. Keep spreading the word, keep educating yourself, keep educating your community. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, shout out to all you guys out there. You guys are amazing. Tuning in to Market Mondays every single week. And yeah, so let's get into this. So what's your thoughts on this situation?
Let's go both double screen on this, Mike.
Yeah, double screen.
First, can we just have a moment of recognition for everybody on this screen? I want to clap it up for y'all because,
thank you.
Right? Like, it's important as things are happening to make sure that you really understand the magnitude of the moment, right? Like, this isn't something that is happening every day. And we always talk about doing the work when nobody's watching. And so to do something every Monday and do the work throughout the week to make sure that you have content to put out on Monday that's useful, that's impactful, that could be life-changing, it's not an easy task, but we are committed to doing that. So I just want to applaud everybody on the screen. Thank y'all.
No, thank you. It was a tearjerker for real. Because I remember at a point in time where it was deemed that we didn't want to know the information. And I think it speaks to being fearless in approach and having a vision, which we both have. I think when you target an audience that is you, it makes it a hell of a lot easier. And I'm thankful for everyone who's invested. If they've watched one show, watch every show. I got to say big shout out to my Red Panda family. I appreciate y'all so much. But I think it's amazing that we are finally getting our way to the piece of that American pie. I saw some of the comments and people were like, hey, now that we're in, they're going to turn the tide. I have the answer on how to ride the wave if they turn it. Let's stay focused on getting us in, investing in the best companies on earth, because we are usually the marketing vehicle for them. But if that tide does turn and they start to put some tricks in the ocean, I got to figure it out for how to keep us getting wins in the market. But I think it's really a testament of us believing in the vision and targeting an audience that was underserved. And because we're in that audience, I think that's the background of why it worked.
Yeah, that's the power of information. I think when I saw it, I'm like, that's what disruption looks like. I remember in 21, we were reporting about how many new accounts were being opened in some of these brokerages. And it was around 40 million. And they were like, African-Americans are making up for the large percentage, but this one is actually curtailed to the actual age demographic. And if you look at the age demographic that is consuming this content, it fits right in line with that. And so it's disruptive, but we need to be even more disruptive. It's not about just opening the account, but it's about sustaining the account, making sure you're active in your account, making sure that your account isn't, you know, in the red, right? Like, so coming back for information is important, but doing your own research is important as well. And continue to do it. I feel like this is one of those things when disruption happens and then things spread by word of mouth, but it's because it's something that's so positive and it's a change.
It's a change in culture. It's a change in conversation. And yeah, we're a part of it. We're not the only ones that contributed to it. Shout out to everybody that's come on the platform. Shout out to everybody that's doing the good work. That's appeared on Market Mondays and appeared on Earn Your Leisure about investing. I mean, this is what it's about, man. And sustainability is what I'm most intrigued by. How long can we keep these numbers improving? How do we change these demographics? How do we change the trajectory of our society? And one of those ways is investing. It's been hidden from us. I remember we had conversations about things, and it was like, even in the world of financial advising, some of these things weren't even talked about, even for you as a professional. And so it's encouraging, but we need to be even more disruptive. And yeah, I saw some of those comments too, because I was interested. Usually I don't read the comments, but I did look at that because of the report. And yeah, it's like, as soon as we get in, they're gonna fix it. We can't worry about that. We need to be in the game. And that's the most important thing. Don't let the negative feedback or comment be in the game. That's the only way you're gonna understand the rules and how to play it. And for so long, we haven't been in it. So to see nearly 70% of African Americans under the age of 40 being in the game.
That's incredible.
Man, let's get it to 100. How do we get
it? And while you're in the game, don't be like Dan Campbell. Go for the easy win. Two tech, two index, no stress. Apple, Microsoft, VOOVTI. You don't always need a blockbuster home run. And if you stay with the consistent easy win, the blockbuster move will come later down the line. Well, shout out to Dan Campbell. I want to smoke.
That's important to consider, because somebody in the comment was like, well, long story short, they was like, well, I haven't made any money and I've been invested for 4 years. And after reading other people questioning him on it, he was like, you know, he invested in a lot of small cap companies. So it's like, you know, you have to be intelligent as an investor, and never invest in a company that is all time high unless you dollar cost average. Always invest in the top tier companies in every sector. Look at what's driving the marketplace and invest in that, which is technology. We'll talk about chips in a little bit. Invest in index fund. That's the easiest way to go about it.
Easiest way.
S&P 500. You can do VLO, VTI. ETFs is less risky than individual stocks. You know, these are all just principles that you should follow as an investor. But yeah, I mean, the stock market is at all time highs. But if you've invested in, you know, X, Y, and Z motor company out of, you know, Taiwan, just because you thought that, you know, they were $2, and if you bought enough stocks, then they go $4 and you double your money. That's not investing. That's not the best way to
hustling backwards.
Yeah, for sure. So